Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Anthony Mantova for Community Comment. Last time we talked, it was about doing business in Eureka. Not an easy thing to do when you consider the out-of-control homeless problem. My brothers and I have learned to cope with it, operating a business in Old Town. We have become experts at turning away crazy people at the door, expert tacticians at de-escalating potential conflicts. I believe it's true to say we deal with the homeless an average of once a day. The problem has surpassed critical mass in Eureka. As someone on the front lines, I can provide some perspective that I haven't heard anyone else say. Because when it comes to Old Town businesses, we truly are on our own. The first term I'll share is what we call orbiting. Every day, our local food shelters feed the homeless. Unfortunately, many of these homeless have severe addictions to meth or heroin, and they have no desire to change their way of life. By feeding these people without any expectation of change, our soup kitchens and homeless advocates are creating a condition of orbiting, ensuring that drug-addled homeless spend their days walking within a one-mile circle, an orbit that spreads crime, scares tourists, and lures visiting hobos into a life of crime. What homeless advocates need to do is start inspecting the people they feed. If it is clear the person is on meth or heroin, tell them that they won't be fed until they make an effort to stop using. Please understand, I don't want anyone to starve, but the only way to stop orbiting is to become judicious about who eats. Another term we use around here is pseudo-hobo, which means someone that has a place to live but chooses to live the hobo lifestyle. I know a hobo named Alan. He recently moved here from New York. He decided that the welfare and the handouts were so good that he found a way to make a living. He found a flaw in the system that says you can get extra money if you live in a van. Armed with this discovery, he went back to New York to bring back a van that he happens to own. Now he can live off our tax dollars in the comfort of his own van. That is what we call a pseudo-hobo. And yes, he gets a free meal next door. We merchants can do more. All businesses in Old Town should figure out what it would cost to hire a private security company to boost our security publicly on social media. Merchants should share and document the daily abuses that take place. That'd be a great way to keep the issue front and center. Hobos that visit us for the first time often do it because Humboldt comes up in Google searches as a great place for handouts and compassion. Our Chamber of Commerce needs to hire somebody to lower our SEO rankings on these online searches. The Chamber should also provide a live exit poll of outgoing tourists and document just how much revenue we lose to scared tourists. I bet the number would startle you. And finally, the City Council. They come across as clueless about what to do. A good start would be acknowledging the problem. As it stands, anyone watching the council would assume they value Eureka's bums more than its businesses. Show some leadership, because nowhere does it say Eureka is tasked with accommodating folks that want to live lawless lives on my dime. This has been Anthony Mantova for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.